If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone.
You avoid crowds of people, try to go unseen. Every night you stay in different places. You see your face on posters all over the city. You're everywhere, and they're after you. No, you're not some wanted fugitive. You're loved by every person on the planet. 6 months earlier, you live what you consider a boring life. You were always that person standing alone in the corner at a party, too shy to strike up a conversation with a crush, but desperately in need of that special someone to call your soulmate. One night, you're scrolling through the socials when you notice a strange ad. A scientist has created powerful pheromones that attract people. The researcher is looking for volunteers to test this love potion out. You sign up immediately. The next day, you arrive at the laboratory and meet the young chemist. He hands you a test sample and you spray this liquid on yourself. You don't feel any different. But then you look at the scientist. His pupils dilate right before your eyes. His cheeks blush. He looks down at his feet shyly. Sir? Sorry, it's just that, wow, you're the most beautiful person I've ever seen. Whoa, you're speechless. But just as soon as it kicked in, the effect disappears. The test is done. He thanks you for your participation and sends you home. You lie in bed that night, unable to fall asleep. Those pheromone thingies are just what you need to find your soulmate. You must have more. So you decide to take matters into your own hands. You break into the lab that night. Of course, the security guard notices you right off the bat. Stop! He shouts. You run as fast as you can. You turn a corner, sneak into a room, and... crash! You run right into a shelf in the dark. Hundreds of test tubes full of different colored liquids spilled all over you. You run out, terrified by the noise and the mess you've made. That's when the guard rounds the corner. There you are! You're in big trouble. Oh, I'm sorry. That same look suddenly blankets his face. Dilated pupils, blushed cheeks. Didn't mean to scare you. Please, just go about your business, he says shyly with an enamored grin. You're relieved, but extremely confused. Those vials must have been full of the potion. You cautiously walk around him and beeline toward the exit. You know the effect will wear off shortly, and you don't want to be here when that happens. You get home late that night and sleep in most of the following day. When you get up and head out for your typical Saturday walk, you notice something unusual. Everybody's in a really good mood today. People smile at you as you walk by. They open doors for you. When you're standing in line at the cafe, the person behind you offers to pay for your coffee. You politely decline, but then even the cashier insists it's on the house today. Before you know it, everyone in the cafe is looking at you. That's when you recall last night. The potion, it's still working. And it's working on everyone who sets eyes on you. You're too weirded out and leave there as fast as you can. That's when you bump into your friend outside. You study her for a bit. Is she going to fall in love with you? She seems to be her usual self. She's happy to see you. You chat for a bit, and she invites you to a party tonight. Oh, this'll be interesting. No more standing awkwardly in the corner talking to the host's pet. Sure, count me in, you say with a grin. Yeah. At the party, you become the center of attention. Everyone there wants to chat with you. They ask for your number in social media, invite you to other parties. It's kind of hard to get used to all the attention, but your ego soon starts soaking it up like a sponge. You tell a story, and people listen to you admiringly and record a video on their phone. They laugh at all your jokes, even the cringy ones, and stare at you with love in their eyes. The party draws to an end. You start to head home, but your new fans don't want you to leave. At first, they politely ask you to stay. But when you kindly refuse, they grab you and beg you not to go anywhere. You manage to escape the crowd and run home. You approach your house and notice the words, I love you, painted on your driveway. This is getting a little out of control. In the morning, you're woken up by endless notifications on your phone. You look at the screen and are amazed. That video of you telling stories and jokes has gained millions of views. Your follower numbers just keep going up. Thousands of messages come in every second. They keep confessing their love and trying to set up a date with you. Before you know it, you see your face in the news. They've declared you the most beautiful person on the planet. Journalists, photographers, and hundreds of strangers shout your name in the streets. You're thoroughly weirded out by now and head outside to talk some sense into the masses. Bad choice. You're immediately surrounded by the crowd. Everyone is reaching out to you, pointing microphones and cameras in your face. Some try to hug you. You slip from their grasp and run away. You head straight for the lab and ask the scientist to give you an antidote. But that same love-smitten look is covering his face too. He reaches his arms out to hug you. You book it out of there. People from all over the world try to move to your city. Your face is in TV commercials. They've plastered posters and billboards of you all over town. You're on cereal boxes and even toilet paper. They build statues of you, sell your personal items at auctions, and pay six figures for your toothbrush. Your friends and acquaintances are interviewed in documentaries where they talk about what a wonderful person you are. People from all over the globe are learning your language. World leaders speak to the press and invite you to visit their countries. At first, you hide in your parents' house. They're not affected by this potion because their familial love for you has always been there. But soon enough, the masses find your folks' place too. That's when your life on the run started, and it only got worse from there. You wear a mask and hood during the day and stay in a different hotel each night. You try to hire security guards, but they're just in love with you. You consider plastic surgery to change your face beyond recognition. Enamored doctors refuse to ruin something so precious. And you live your life like a lone wolf in the shadows. You miss your former stability, privacy, even your mundane, boring life. You understand now how actors and musicians feel. Oh yeah, they're all your biggest fans too. When you see all these enamored faces, you realize something. They're not happy. In fact, unrequited love has to be one of the worst feelings in the world. You're not the only one having a hard time right now. And that's when you have a stroke of genius. You open your phone's camera and push record. Listen, all my dear fans. This love that you're feeling for me is fake. I made a terrible mistake and covered myself in a love potion. You're all under its spell. You're not you anymore, and we have to end this. Please, any scientist watching, help me get an antidote. You post it to your social media. Of course, billions of views, likes, and shares follow. But then, to your surprise, scientists from all over the world start teaming up to create this antidote. Sure, they're just doing it because their great love told them to. But still, good news. Within a week, you come to the lab for this spell-breaking potion. You spray it all over yourself. When the first vial runs out, you ask for a second, third, fourth, all they've got. You only know you've had enough when, on the 12th vial, the scientists start to wake up from their enamored haze. They're not in love with you anymore. And not long after that, neither are the 7-point-something billion members of the human race. You go back to your usual life, and you've never been happier.